It's true, I have to leave tomorrow morning.
Så det är sant att jag måste resa imorgon.
And I don't know.
Jag vet inte.
I get hooked to people. I get attached to people.
Jag blir hänger fort samman med folk.
I do.
Folk glad I dig.
I'm what's called loyal.
Jag är det de kallar lojal.
But I'm not easily given over to people. It don't come easy.
Men det kommer inte enkelt.
But as you build relationships and learn each other.
Om man ska hålla på att bygga relationer och bli känt med varandra.
Let me go behind you. Thank you. Can I walk over that way now? Okay. Thank you. As you build relationships and you learn each other, right?
Efter vart som vi bygger relationer och blir känt med varandra.
I get loyal.
Så blir jag lojal.
And I get attached.
Och jag
to people and areas and things like that.
Och jag bara blir glad i folk i området och blir lite sån.
So I'm hoping we can work that out between us, all of us.
Så jag hoppas vi klarar att ordna detta på en fin måte.
And I know you don't know this, but I'm the hardest side of the relationship.
Jag vet inte om du är klar över detta, men jag är den vanskliga sidan av relationen.
I just don't trust people.
Jag stoler inte väldigt lätt på folk.
I just don't. And it takes me a minute.
Och för mig så tar det lite tid.
Okay. But it doesn't stop me from giving my best.
Men det stoppar mig inte för att ge allt.
All right. I'm okay. Just being honest. He wants honesty. He wants me to be who I am. So there you are. It's who I am.
Han vill att det ska vara det. Han vill att det ska vara den jag är. Så där har du det.
And now I want to continue with barrage, if that's okay.
Jag har lust att fortsätta lite på det jag har snackat om.
God has really opened this mark up to me personally.
Gud han har verkligen öppnat Markus evangeliet upp till mig personligen.
And I'm very fortunate to receive energy from God.
Jag är väldigt heldig så få motta energi från Gud.
But there's a good thing about being full of the Holy Ghost.
Men den tycks är väldigt gott med det var full av den helige ande.
God teaches you not to be stingy.
Det är Gud lär dig att inte vara gniten.
God teaches you to be liberal in the sense of giving.
Gud lär dig att vara generös i det att ge.
And that's a great project they're doing. That's worthy of kronen, it's worthy of rupees, it's worthy of dollars, it's worthy of euros.
Och det projektet som ni håller på med är värdigt alla pengar och valutor.
And everybody should be liberal with that in the sense of giving.
Och alla skulle vara generös i det att ge in till detta.
But there's another one. It's the power of God. When you have to be cautious with how you give it.
Men det som är du måste vara försiktig med måten du ger det på.
Because you're liable to God for it.
För du är ansvarig föran Gud med det du gör.
There's a lot of years of experience right here on these first three or four rows and beyond.
På de tre första fyra räckorna så är det många års med erfaring och till och med.
And I'm sure you can understand when I say this. God don't give his power easily.
Och du förstår säkert det när jag säger det, men Gud ger inte kraften sin lätt.
If so, anybody could do what I do.
Hade det varit så kunde alla gjort det som jag gör.
But the deal is, I believe anybody can.
Men det som är att jag tror alla kan göra det.
But in our modern societies,
men i vårt moderna samfund,
everybody believes they have rights to things that are not theirs.
Så tror alla att de har rätt på ting som inte är deras.
But there are ways to procure it. There are ways to get it.
Men det finns måter att få tag i det på.
If you'll take the time and the process.
Hvis du tar har lyst til å bruke tiden og prosessen.
If you'll do it.
Hvis du gjør det.
How y'all doing? She made it.
She made it.
Thank you. Hey baby. My name is David. Voila. Yes ma'am. Bless you darling. Bless you baby. Hey. Bless y'all. Thanks for the work. Okay. Holy Ghost.
Helion.
Holy Ghost.
Hellig Ånd.
Okay, help me with this. Hellig er du Gud?
Hellig er du Gud, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I saw it up there. That, I'm pretty sure that means holy are you God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I believe that.
Jeg tror det.
Apologize for the baby voice.
Beklager for babystemmen.
Holy Ghost.
Hellig Ånd.
Holy Ghost.
Hellig Ånd.
But I want you to have this energy. If I could open you up and pour it in, I'd do that.
Jeg vil at du skal ha den energien. Hvis jeg kunne bare åpne det og bare
dumpe
den, så ville jeg gjort det.
It's real.
Det er ekte.
You've been watching me for 3 days. Look.
Dere har sett den på meg I 3 dager. Se.
It does not burn out.
Det går ikke tom.
So, last year I was running an ultra marathon.
So, I fjor så løp jeg et ultramaraton.
Okay. And I'm out there, right?
Jeg ute der og løper.
And I come up on this man.
Så kommer jeg opp til denne mannen.
And he says to me.
Og han sier til meg.
Can you help me?
Kan du hjelpe meg?
And I said, no.
Jeg sa, nei.
No, you cannot have any of my energy. No.
Nei, du kan ikke hjelpe noen av min energi.
He said, but it's my 50th marathon.
Han sa, dette mitt 50. maraton.
I'm 50 years old today.
Jeg 50 år I dag.
And I see you helping so many people.
Og jeg ser at du hjelper så mange folk. Jeg tenkte, ja.
Here we're going, you know. I said, okay, come on.
He said, okay, come in.
And here we're going.
There går vi.
Mountains.
Opp fjellet.
2,000 meters.
2,000 høydemeter.
Come up on this lady.
Så møtte jeg denne damen.
She said, I've been waiting on you.
Hun sa, jeg har ventet på deg.
I don't know her.
Jeg kjenner hun ikke.
And she says,
hun sier,
will you help me make the finish line?
Kan du hjelpe meg å nå målet?
No.
Jeg sa, nei.
I don't know you.
Jeg kjenner deg ikke.
You're a lady.
Du en dame.
My wife's not here. No.
Og konen min ikke her, nei.
She said, but I don't know if I can do it. I said,
hun sier, men jeg vet ikke om jeg kommer til å klare det.
Come on.
Så jeg sa, kom igjen.
And we all crossed the finish line together.
Og så kommer alle over målstreken sammen.
Look, yeah, we can do this. I know it seems impossible. I live the same life you do.
Jeg vet det virker mulig, og jeg lever samme liv som du.
It's just so stacked, the deck is stacked against us.
Liksom, alle oddsene mot oss.
But God is for us.
Men Gud for oss.
God is for us.
Gud for oss.
So I wanna share something that's pretty dear to me. So let's go to Mark. You know it's gonna be Mark.
Så jeg lyst til å dele noe som ganske nært meg, så vi går til Markus.
Mark chapter 6.
Markus kapittel 6.
Kapittel 6.
Ja.
Capitolo?
Capitel.
Capitel. Yeah. In Espanol, capitolo. Yeah. So what are you doing stealing Spanish words over here?
I don't know. Hvorfor stjeler du spansk ord, spør han?
Okay. Wait, that's wrong. You can put my thing in the wrong book. Mark 6. 35, I think. Yep. Okay, so it's Marcos capítulo 6, verso 35.
Marcos capítulo 6, verso 35.
Okay?
Okay.
So you got one word. Well, you got two. You got Marcos and you got Capitole.
Så vi har två ord som har ställt. Det är Marcus och det är kapitel.
Bless you. Hey, thank you all for letting us come. It's such a joy.
Tusen tack för att vi fick lov att komma.
I really enjoy my job and I like spreading happy around.
Jag liker verkligen jobbet med och jag älskar bara att sprida glädje.
It really pleases me that God let me be 72 and be happy.
Det gläder mig att Gud lät mig vara 72 och glad.
That's so awesome.
Det är så kul.
It is.
Det är det.
And I'm going to tell you, on the 7th of December, I'm going to win my category in the race.
Och den 7 december kommer till att vinna kategorin på maratonet i som jag är med.
Age bracket.
Och det är kategorin åldern. Den kommer till att vinna.
Because I ran that ultra, and this guy beat me in our age bracket.
Så jag löpte till ultramaraton och det var en man som var i samma kategori för alla och han slog mig.
And he was 2 years older than me.
Han var 2 år äldre än mig.
That makes him old.
Det gör han gammal.
And he beat me.
Och han slog mig.
By 30 minutes.
Med 30 minuter.
We got to work on that.
Det måste vi jobba med.
Jesus name.
Yes or no?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this thing.
Okay.
All right. Let me go behind you. Set up. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So Mark chapter 6, verse 35.
So Marcus 6, verse 35.
And I want you to notice that we're going to look at this literal. Okay.
Om vi ska se på detta bokstavligt talat.
It says right here.
Och det står här.
The day was far gone.
Det var allerede sent på dag.
Now look, in a lot of people's lives, you feel like your day has passed you by.
Och i många folks liv så känner du att dagen allerede försvunnit.
And you may be young. Young people are having a lot of trauma nowadays. It's weird how many people want to commit suicide and go off and just throw everything away because they don't feel like they're successful.
Och det är så många unga som många så tar självmord och alla så tingarna för de inte känner de är successfulla.
We need patience.
Vi tränger tålmodighet.
See, here's I'm sure it's Peter saying, and when the day was far gone, his disciples came to him.
Och här står detta. Då det allerede var sent på dag, kom disciplerna hans till ham.
Now notice, they are complaining again.
Lägg märke till att här så klager de igen.
Here we go.
Här kan snart gå med igen.
Different chapter, maybe a year later, I mean, who knows?
Forskjellige kapitel, kanskje et år senere, hvem vet?
But what, humans are the same.
Men mennesker er de samme.
They're trying to explain to the guy who created time.
De prøver å forklare han mannen som skapte tid.
That the day is gone.
At det er sent på dag.
That's complaining.
Men det er klaging.
And he says, and look at the next few words. Look what he says.
Se på de neste ordene, så hva han sier.
And we're in a desolate, isolated place.
Og dette er et øde sted.
Are you for real?
Er du seriøs?
Is that really all you see?
Er det alt du ser?
Well, you're too optimistic, David.
Men du er for optimistisk, David.
Honestly, I'm not. I'm a realist. I believe in real time.
Helt ærlig så jeg en realist. Jeg tror på ekte tiden.
And I believe God has control of real time.
Og jeg tror Gud har kontroll på den ekte tiden.
And future time.
Og fremtiden.
And past time.
Og fortiden.
I believe Jesus is king.
Jeg tror at Jesus er konge.
All right. I need what's coming out of your mouth to change.
Och jag tränger att det som kommer ut av munnen det ändrar sig.
We still have time.
Vi har fortsatt tid.
It's not desolate.
Det är inte ett öde sted.
You are not isolated.
Du är inte isolerad.
I feel that way. I go to many countries where I feel that way most of the time.
Vi går till många land där jag känner det så.
It's just simply not true.
Men det är rätt och slett inte sant.
Jesus is with us.
Jesus är med oss.
Do you understand? These people are talking to Jesus.
Förstår du att dessa folken, de snackar med Jesus.
And they're trying to explain to him how trashed life is around them.
Och de prövar förklara hur fett livet är runt dem.
How does that make sense?
Hur ser det mening?
So what does Jesus do? Just like this morning, he was patient with them.
Så hva gjorde Jesus? Jo, akkurat som i dag morges, han var tålmodig med dem.
I'm a thunder and lightning guy.
Jeg en torden og lynfyr.
You know? I lose my patience quicker than Jesus does.
Jeg mister tålmodigheten min fortere enn det Jesus gjorde.
I'm not kidding you. You know, a little lightning bolt, you know, fix a few things.
Et lite lynnedslag, det fikser et par ting.
But what does Jesus say?
Jesus?
To me, this is beautiful.
For meg så dette helt alldeles nydelig.
Jesus said, no, at first, yeah, let's jump down to 37. All right. Jesus replied to
him. Men han svarte dem.
You give them something to eat.
Dere skal gi dem noe å spise.
All right, this is my deal here, see?
Dette avtalen min her.
They've been walking with Jesus for 2 or 3 years.
Disse folkene, de hadde gått med Jesus i 2-3 år.
They've been seeing all these miracles.
De hadde sett alle disse miraklene.
And the end results.
Og sluttresultatet.
Is they're depressed about the time. They believe they're in isolation and things are desolate.
De er deprimert med tiden. De tror de er isolerte og de er på et øde sted.
And I know you believe. That if you could get a couple of years with Jesus, you wouldn't be desolate and isolated.
Jesus,
you wouldn't be depressed.
Du hadde ikke vært deprimert. Du hadde ikke vært isolert.
You believe that?
Du tror det.
Well, if I could just see Jesus, praise the Lord.
Oh, hvis jeg bare sett Jesus, så pris Herren.
God, I want to see Jesus. Please, God. I'll do better. Praise
Gud,
God.
Gud, jeg vil se Jesus. Please, jeg kommer til å gjøre det bedre.
Okay.
Please, Gud.
All right, look. Fortunately, I have seen Jesus. And I am doing better.
So har jeg sett Jesus?
Okay, so it does work if you get the chance.
Så det fungerer hvis du får sjansen.
I'm really not mad at you.
Jeg er ikke sint på deg.
And I know it seems like it, but I'm not.
Men jeg vet det noen gang kan virke sånn, men jeg er ikke det. Jeg er ikke sint.
If you don't want the power of God, I don't give a flip.
Hvis du ikke vil ha Guds kraft, så bryr ikke jeg meg.
Are we clear?
Og det greit?
But there's a bunch of you been here for several hours.
Men det mange dere som har vært her i mange timer.
Dump on you.
Og dere har latt meg bare dumpe ting over dere.
And you want some impartation. You want some new giftings. You want some,
og du vil ha
like we say in Spanish, mejorame Cristo, mejorando la situación. Bettering ourselves.
Dere vil ha en overføring. Dere vil ha flere gaver. Dere vil bli bare for alt dette.
I want that.
Bare si, jeg vil ha det.
So, Jesus looked straight at these murmurers and complainers.
Så Jesus ser på disse folkene som klager.
Me, I would have grabbed a lightning bolt or something and look at least shook it at them.
Og jeg hadde tatt et lyn og bare i hvert fall ristet i ansiktet ditt.
But Jesus says, feed them.
Men Jesus sier, dere går mat i.
Now, could you imagine somebody who believes that time has passed already and they live in desolation and isolation?
Nå kan du tenke deg noen folk som tror at dagen er forbi, det er på et øde sted, de er isolert.
A meltdown.
Og de skal hjelpe alle disse folk. Det er på å falle sammen.
And Jesus said, feed them.
Og Jesus sa, gi dem noe mat.
So, my question is,
så mitt spørsmål er,
did Jesus misspeak? Did he is there a misspoken word here?
Sa Jesus noe feil her?
Can't be.
Nei, det kan ikke være.
That means that they had the ability to feed them.
Det betyr at de hadde evnen til å mate dem.
But they choose to see the pastime, the desolation, and the isolation.
Men de valgte å se og fokusere på dagen over. De valgte å leve I det øde stedet I isolasjon. I stedet for Guds velsignelse.
Now I'm not mad at you.
Jeg ikke sint på deg.
But I can't let you live in the isolation and desolation.
Men jeg kan ikke la deg leve på dette øde stedet og isolasjon.
I can't let you believe that the wolves have got you out of the herd and you're their next meal. Praise the Lord.
Jeg kan ikke ha for deg til å tro at ulven har fått deg ut av
flokken og den neste måltidet
ditt. Og pris Gud, ulven har kommet til å spise meg. Pris Gud.
No, I'm not a taco for a wolf. I'm not.
Nei, jeg ikke en taco for ulvene.
No.
Jeg ikke det.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
And look at this.
Se på dette.
And they said to Jesus, because see, Jesus, the owner of the universe, right?
Du ser her, Jesus, han som eieren av universet.
He's bound to be a good business mind to run the whole universe, right?
Han må ha ganske bra businessen for å kunne drive hele universet.
And they say to him,
og de sier til ham,
do you understand how much money it's going to take to feed these people?
Vet du hvor mye penger det kommer til å koste om å få mat til disse folkene?
It's like Jesus can't do math.
Det som om Jesus ikke kan gjøre matte.
Come on now.
Come in.
I don't believe your doubt and unbelief and desolation, isolation is valid. I believe Jesus is king.
Jeg tror ikke at din vantro, din isolasjon, ditt øde sted er valid.
Jesus er konge. I believe he thought it through already.
Jeg tror at Jesus allerede hadde tenkt gjennom dette.
I believe he knows the outcome.
Jeg tror at Jesus vet hva utfallet blir.
And he's looking for one of us to stand up and say, pick me, pick me.
Og han leter til en av oss som skal reise seg opp og si, velg meg, velg meg.
So, I'm happen to be standing up.
Så jeg står.
Got a little energy left. Pick me, God, in Jesus' name.
Velg meg, Gud, I Jesu navn.
I'll leave the isolation and the desolation in the past time.
Out. Go.
I believe because Jesus is with us like he was with them that we can do this even though it seems like we're outnumbered.
Fordi Jesus med meg liksom om var med den, så tror jeg vi klarer dette selv om det ser ut som I undertall.
Are you okay with me going slow and dragging it?
Går det fint om jeg går sent og drar dette ut?
So, you know, Jesus don't, he can't do math. So, you know, you don't, they're looking at the owner of the owner. He's the owner. There's not anybody else.
So, Jesus, han eieren av universet, det ikke noen andre.
And they go, dude.
Og de går sånn, dude,
it's going to take this much money.
Det kommer til å koste så mye penger.
And he owns it all.
Og han eier alt.
I think that's funny.
Jeg synes det morsomt.
I think that's funny.
Jeg synes det morsomt.
I really think that's funny.
Jeg synes virkelig det morsomt.
I think we need Jesus. That's what I think.
Jeg tror vi trenger Jesus. Det det jeg tror.
We need our minds cleared.
Vi trenger sinnet vårt.
Our spirits rejuvenated, relived, made alive again.
Og vi trenger ånden vår blir refreshet, gjort I liv igjen.
Una nueva vivamiento. A new revival.
En ny vekkelse.
So what's this? So Jesus says, well, what do you have?
Så Jesus sier, okay, hva har du?
See, everybody in this room, guys like me, you put us up somewhere where you can never make it.
Det som folk gjør, alle her rommet mitt, de setter folk som meg opp på en scene og på en sted der du aldri klarer nå å komme.
But it doesn't matter how little you think you have.
Men det har ingenting å si om hvor lite du tror du har.
You give it to Jesus.
Hvis du gir det til Jesus,
and it'll feed everybody.
Så vil han mate alle.
There won't anyone be left out.
Ingen som kommer til å bli utelatt.
But you got to get past your isolation and desolation.
Men du må komme deg forbi isolasjon og det øde stedet.
You have to get past that.
Du må komme deg forbi det.
You have to get past that.
Du må komme deg forbi det.
You have to get past that.
Du må komme deg forbi det.
Jesus is king.
Jesus er konge.
Turns out I'm right about this, y'all.
Det viser seg at jeg har rett om dette.
And they, so they go looking, right? Finally, they're doing a little work.
Så de begynner lett, og endelig gjør de noe jobb.
And they found one little boy with a lunch.
Og de fant en liten gutt med noe lunch.
All right, whichever one of you mothers thought ahead and sent the kid to be with Jesus and sent him a lunch,
so you did well. Så de av dere mødre som sendte med en lunsjpakke til gutten som skulle være med Jesus, bra jobba.
You just fed everybody.
For du matet nettopp alle.
One thoughtful mother.
En tankefull mor.
Did you hear me?
Hørte du?
You mothers.
Dere mødre.
One. It only took one.
Det tok bare en mor.
One.
En mor var alt det tok.
One.
En mor.
One thoughtful mother.
En tankefull mor.
And the little boy, you know, he was scared of Jesus. What?
Du vet, denne gutten, han var redd for Jesus.
Man, I like this. You hear me? I like this.
Jeg liker dette.
So he said, look at verse 39.
Så han sa vers 39.
Jesus, I don't, I'm not as chilled out as Jesus was.
Jeg ikke så chill som Jesus var.
I'm more, my engine's running different.
Motoren min, den går litt annerledes.
Jesus said, put everybody in a nice place.
Jesus says, få alle folkene til seg ned på et fint sted på det grønne gresset.
And so they put everybody in 150s, right?
Så de setter folk ned i grupper på 150.
In verse 41.
Og i vers 41.
And he took the little.
Og han tok det lille.
And he blessed it.
Og han velsignet det.
You may think you're the little.
Du tror kanskje at du det lille.
Dude, that's enough.
Men det nok. Det nok.
That's enough.
Det nok.
We got this.
Vi klarer dette.
We can feed everybody.
Vi kan mate alle.
We can heal everybody.
Vi kan helbrede alle.
We can do this.
Vi kan gjøre dette.
Jody.
Jody.
Good evening.
God kveld.
My dad wanted me to share a story that happened years ago.
Pappa ville skulle dele en historie som skjedde for noen år siden.
I don't remember what year it was.
Jeg husker ikke helt hvilket årstall det var.
Maybe 20 years ago now.
Men kanskje 20 år siden.
But we were. It was a time of revival, which happens.
Men det var en tid for vekkelse som skjedde.
And you know when revival shows up.
Og du vet når vekkelsen kommer.
More people come to church.
Så kommer flere folk til kirken.
And so we were going to a village. We have a small church.
Så vi gikk til en landsby der vi har en liten kirke.
My wife and I were going.
Konen min og jeg gikk der.
And at the time, we had a big truck.
Og på den tiden så hadde vi en stor pickup.
It's bigger than the F-150 out back.
Og det større enn den F-150 bak der.
Way bigger.
Mye større.
Because a lot of the people don't have cars to get to church, so we go by and pick them up.
Så fordi det mange folk som ikke har biler til å komme seg til kirke, som kjører rundt og henter de.
And where we went to go have service, the pastor was expecting us to bring 10 people.
Og der vi gikk for å ha gudstjenesten, så forventet pastoren min skulle ta med oss 10 folk.
And so they prepared food for 10 people.
Så de forberedte folk for 10 folk, mat for 10 folk.
The problem was is 50 people came.
Problemet var at det var 50 folk som kom.
And you know when it's beans, you can't see, oh, there's 50 people, we'll just cook some more beans, because beans take a while.
Og når det bønner, så vet du kanskje bare liksom, det var 50 folk som får koke mer bønner, for det tar litt tid.
And I found out this story later.
Og jeg fant ut av den historien senere.
Sometimes God works, and he doesn't include you.
Noen ganger så gjør ting der han ikke inkluderer deg.
Just like the story dad's telling, the people that are eating in a minute here.
Eller liksom som pappaen forteller at det folkene som skal til å spise her.
Most of the people, especially in the back, they didn't see what was going on up front.
Mesteparten av disse, spesielt de helt bakerst, de så ikke hva som foregikk fremme der.
So a lot of times what my dad is saying, when you feel alone and desolate, it's just not true.
Så mange ganger, sånn som pappen sier, når du føler deg ensom og alene, så det rett og slett ikke sant.
God is moving, and you're not even aware of it.
Gud holder på å gjøre noe du ikke engang, forstår det ikke engang.
And so I lived a story that is a beautiful story.
So I var en del av denne historien som var en nydelig historie.
But my faith didn't have anything to do with it.
Men min tro hadde ingenting å gjøre med dette.
But I get to tell you the story because I lived it.
Jeg får lov å fortelle historien fordi jeg har opplevd det.
In Mexico, when you show up in their village and we're going to have church with them, their custom is to feed the people who show up from outside the village.
I Mexico, når du kommer der i landsbyen og du skal ha gudstjeneste med dem, så det vanlig at de mater de som kommer.
And so if you're from out of town, they want to make sure you get a meal.
Så hvis du kommer utenvise fra, så vil jeg at du skal få deg en måltid.
And the pastor is an older man.
Og pastoren, han en eldre mann.
He's somewhere between 80 and 110.
Og han et sted mellom 80 og 110 år.
He doesn't have a birth certificate.
Han har ikke en fødselsattest.
But he was old since I was 7 years old.
Men han var gammel fordi jeg var bare 7 år.
And I'm 51 now, so.
Og jeg 51 nå.
He's old.
Så han gammel.
And he's a widower.
Og han en enkemann.
So his daughter's cooking the food.
Så det datteren av han som holder på å lage maten.
And she comes and gets him, Dad.
De kommer og sier, pappa.
There's supposed to be 10 people coming.
Det skulle bare være 10 folk som kom.
Brother Joseph brought 50 people.
Bror Josef, han, de brakte 50 folk.
This time we're not going to be able to feed the people.
Denne gangen så klarer vi ikke mat alle.
Because I only have food for 10.
For vi har bare mat for 10.
And when she said, I only have food for 10, that was all the food they had.
Og når de sa, vi har bare mat for 10 styk, så var det all maten de hadde.
Their harvest was going to be next week, but it was the end of the food they had.
Inhøstningen var kom neste uke, så dette var
because they live off the land and they harvest and then they have to live on that food and they share it with us.
Der så dyrker de mat og de høster, så de må leve på den maten og så deler de det med oss.
So what they were going to give us already, they weren't going to be able to eat that night.
Så allerede med det de skulle gi oss, så hadde de ikke nok til å spise selv den kvelden.
And he just told me later, he says, I don't know what came over me. I just went into the kitchen.
Og han sa til meg, jeg vet ikke hva som kom over meg, men jeg gikk bare inn på kjøkkenet.
And I put my hand over the stove.
Og jeg la hånden min på maten.
And I said, God.
Og så, Gud.
I just need some help here.
Jeg trenger bare litt hjelp her.
And he said, serve them.
Og så sa han, Mati.
So my wife and I and 8 other people, they had place for 10.
Så konen min, jeg og 8 andre folk, de hadde telt for 10 stykk.
We ate beans and enchiladas.
Så vi spiste bønner og enchiladas.
It's a wonderful, simple Mexican meal.
Det veldig enkel, fantastisk mexikansk måltid.
But now she's wondering, what are we going to do with the rest of the people?
Men så lurer de på, hva skal vi gjøre med resten av folkene?
But when she stepped back into the kitchen,
men hun gikk tilbake på kjøkkenet igjen,
the pots are full.
Så var gryten helt full igjen.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!
And so she set the table again.
Så hun satte opp et nytt bord.
She emptied the pot again.
Tømte hele gryten igjen.
They ate.
De spiste.
The pots are full again.
Gryten var full igjen.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!
Everyone ate.
Alle sammen spiste.
And when they got done feeding everyone,
og når de var ferdig å mate alle,
God made sure that the pot was still full for the family.
Så gjorde Gud det sånn at gryten var fortsatt full til familien.
And I ate the food.
Og jeg spiste maten.
And I didn't know that this was special food.
Og jeg visste ikke at dette var en spesiell mat.
I didn't know that the Lord had stepped in and multiplied it.
Jeg visste ikke at Gud hadde multiplisert det.
I'm just eating food.
Jeg spiser bare mat.
I'm unaware.
Jeg en uviten.
2 days later, I went back by there to pick him up to go to another service.
2 dager senere, så reiste jeg tilbake der for å ta med meg til en ny gudstjeneste.
And he's like, oh, you know, you were here 2 days ago.
Og han liksom fortalte meg, husker du det var her for 2 dager siden?
Yeah, there was a problem 2 days ago.
Så for 2 dager siden så hadde vi et problem.
We didn't have any food.
Vi hadde ikke nok mat.
We had just one meal.
Vi hadde bare ett måltid.
I'm like, man, why did you feed us?
Og jeg var bare sånn, hvorfor matet du oss?
He said, because that's what we do.
For han sa, for det er det vi gjør.
And I said, well, what happened? How did you?
Og jeg sa, men hva skjedde?
Because it's one thing to read the story in the Bible.
Det er en ting å lese historien i Bibelen.
It's another thing to eat the food that God is multiplying.
Det er en annen ting å spise maten som Gud har multiplisert.
I was very, very interested in this story.
Så jeg var veldig interessert i historien.
And I said, man, why didn't you get me to come pray too? I wanted to be a part of it.
Men så hvorfor fikk du ikke meg til å komme og be også jeg ville være en del av det?
He said it wasn't any of your business.
Han sa det var ikke din business.
It's my job to give food.
Det min jobb å gi mat.
I said okay, thank you, thank you, thank you for your faith.
Tusen takk. Takk for troen din.
And so they were blessed, and then their harvest came, and it was okay.
Så de var velsignet, så kom innhøstningen, og de var okay.
But like what my dad is reading out of the scriptures, it happens now.
Men som pappa min leser ut fra Bibelen, dette ting som skjer I dag.
If you see it in the scripture,
hvis du ser det I Bibelen,
that's permission.
Det tillatelse.
To do it now.
Til å gjøre det nå.
We have permission.
Vi har tillatelse.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dere.
Thank you, boy. It's real. Hey.
Det ekte.
It's real.
Det ekte.
I like it.
Jeg liker det.
Stop isolating yourself because you have such little gifts.
Stopp å isolere deg selv.
It's enough.
For du har det du har en så lite gave. Det nok.
Stop believing
og tro
you can't.
At du ikke kan.
Believe you can.
Men tro at du kan.
What does that say? Jeg tror?
Jeg tror.
Jeg tror?
Ja.
Jeg tror.
Jeg tror.
You hear me? We got this.
Vi klarer dette.
There were no great prophets there.
Du ingen store profeter der.
I command the God of heaven.
Og jeg befaler himmelens Gud.
Multiply these beans.
Multiplisere disse bønnene.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Herren.
I'm telling you, I don't like it.
I'm telling you.
Jesus loves us. He does it because he loves us.
Jesus elsker oss. Han gjør dette fordi han elsker oss. Det normalt.
For him to supply and to bless and to love and to multiply.
For han velsigne og elske og multiplisere for oss. For sørge.
And I see by the way I'm acting, I see there's people that don't believe.
Og jeg ser på måten jeg på at det folk som ikke tror meg.
Thank you for coming.
Takk for at du kom.
Seriously.
Seriøst.
Because now you know what a believer looks like.
For nå vet du hva en troende ser ut som.
And unbelief does not dominate. Jesus does.
Og vantro dominerer ikke. Jesus gjør.
Shatalabatena. And the Bible says.
Bibelen sier da.
Taking the five loaves and two fishes, he looked up to heaven praising God. Praising God. He wasn't trying to be religious. He was trying to be thankful and grateful. He was trying to be happy and joyful.
Yes.
We must. Sorry.
Så han tok disse fem brødene og to fiskene, og han står og priste Gud. Han var takknemlig til Gud.
We must be grateful.
Vi må være takknemlig.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you. When I first went to Mexico, I was a 24-year-old kid. I was a kid.
Første gang jeg reiste til Mexico, så var jeg 24 år. Jeg var et barn. Og en gutt.
I couldn't do anything.
Jeg kunne ikke gjøre noen ting.
I didn't even have the money.
Jeg hadde ikke engang pengene.
For food for my son and my daughter.
Jeg hadde ikke penger til mat for sønnen og datteren min.
I didn't know how to see like I can see now.
Jeg visste ikke hvordan jeg skulle klare å se
sånn som jeg ser nå.
Men jeg var der med det lille jeg hadde.
It's not little.
Og nå så det ikke lite lenger.
We honestly have churches in every continent now.
Nå så har vi kirke på hver kontinent.
I'm running down.
Jeg løper.
Trying to get to a few of them.
Prøve å komme til noen for disse kirkene.
I bless your five loaves and two fish.
Jeg velsigner dine fem brød og to fisker.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
We offer it to God as a sacrifice and a praise.
Så gir vi det til Gud som et offer og som en lovprisning.
And we do it with joy.
Og vi gjør det med glede.
Okay. I was in a church in Tennessee in the United States.
Jeg var i en kirke I Tennessee I Amerika.
This is so new. I don't have any pictures,
or
I'd have put them up there for you.
Jeg har ikke noen bilder kan sette vise dere.
It just happened just now.
Det skjedde akkurat nå.
So I go to a church. It's full like this. It's full.
Så jeg går inn I en kirke fullt sånn så her.
Okay. And I'm up there. Just
oppe der.
Just being me.
Jeg bare meg hopper rundt forbi.
I never did lose my skip. Look.
Jeg mistet alle denne hoppingen.
My grandkids love to skip with me.
Mine barnebarn elsker å hoppe rundt med meg.
They love it.
De elsker det.
And I love it back.
Og elsker det å gjøre det med de.
I'm not kidding you. I smelled. I'm around death so much.
Jeg rundt død veldig mye.
Human. People being killed. I'm around it so much.
It's a
different odor.
Mye, så, og den forskjellige lukt, annerledes lukt.
I smelled it. Smelled death.
Så jeg kan lukte død.
And I told my wife. I said.
Jeg sa til konen min.
I need some more eyes.
Jeg trenger noen flere øyne.
Death is in here.
Det død her.
I can smell it.
Jeg kan lukte det.
And then these three guys come walking up with a mat with a woman on it.
Och så kommer det tre karlar upp med en matte med en dam på.
And I smelled her way before I saw her.
Och jag luktade hon länge före jag såg hon.
And so they brought her and put her right over there.
Så de tog hon bort och de la hon rätt där borta.
So I go walking over there.
Så jag går över där.
And they're not saying anything to me.
De säger ingenting till mig.
But the lady's groaning in pain.
Men damen, hun vrir seg I smerte.
And she's got no flesh. She's so skinny, just bones, and she doesn't have any meat.
Hun har ingen kjøtt på kroppen, og bare så tynn bare bein.
So I picked on the biggest guy with the biggest beard.
Så jeg borte den fyr med det største skjegget.
What's up with the lady?
Jeg spurte hva galt med den damen.
He said, "This is my mama."
Han sa, "Dette mammaen min."
I said, "Okay."
Okay, sa jeg.
Fair enough.
Det greit.
So, what kind of sickness does she have?
Så spurte hva slags sykdom har hun?
He said,
og han sa,
the doctors have given up on her and sent her home to die.
Doktorene, de har gitt opp på henne og sendt henne hjem for å dø.
They had cut out part of her jaw. Her jaw.
En del av skjeven.
Bone cancer.
Det var beinkreft.
And blood cancer.
Og blodkreft.
Yeah, two different ones.
To forskjellige.
Right. And so she lost her bones.
Så hun hadde mistet beinet I skjeven.
And two organs.
Og to organ. Yeah.
And so she's done for.
Så hun ferdig.
She's done for.
Hun ferdig.
So what does the book say? Not this one.
Så hva sier boken? Ikke denne
boken.
The
one back there on y'all's library.
Men den boken bak der I biblioteket.
What does it say you're supposed to do?
Hva sier disse bøkene du skal gjøre I en sånn situasjon?
I don't know that, nor do I know the answer to any of the questions you're going to have. All I know is what I did.
Jeg vet ikke svaret til det. Jeg vet ikke svaret på spørsmålet dere har. Alt jeg vet hva jeg gjorde.
Because I believe Jesus is with us.
Fordi jeg tror Jesus med oss.
And I believe he can multiply her organs.
Og jeg tror at han kan multiplisere organene.
I believe he's a God of creation.
Jeg tror han en Gud som skaper.
Even though we maybe have misused our bodies or made mistakes or have grievances with what's right and wrong.
Selv om vi har misbrukt kroppene våre, gjort rett og gjort galt.
So you're a nurse, huh? They told me.
Så du en sykepleier, sa de.
Well, you understand, there ain't no coming back from where she's at.
Da forstår du at det der hun så det ingen vei tilbake.
I see it every day. I do this every day of my life.
I do this
every day, and it's awful.
Det forferdelig.
So what do you do?
Så hva gjør du?
How do you comfort her when she's in so much pain?
Hva gjør du for å trøste henne I en sånn situasjon, når hun har så mye smerte?
Morphine, right?
Morphine.
Yeah. I didn't have any.
Jeg hadde ingen.
I have to do something else.
Så jag måste göra något annat.
Y'all, what I did was I sat down on top of that lady.
Så det gjorde jag.
She's under me, and I'm sitting on top of her.
Hon ligger där, så jag sitter upp på hon.
And the boys are nervous. The boys are.
Och guttene, de är nervösa. Det är svåra gutter.
They don't like me messing with mama.
De är nervösa. De liker att jag tullar med mamma deras.
But I looked at my wife for reassurance.
Men jag såg på konen min bara för att dubbelchecka.
And she said, do your job.
Jag har jobbat den, sa hon.
That's all she ever tells me.
Det är allt hon säger. Men jag har jobbat den.
So I reached and got her by the face.
Så tog ner och så tog jag honom med en band.
I was trying not to be too aggressive, but
jag prövde inte vara för aggressiv.
I was not successful. I was pretty aggressive.
Men jag var inte successful. Jag var ganska aggressiv.
Now listen, what happened?
Men hör på vad som skedde.
I took her face and I blew into her mouth.
Jag tog ansiktet hennes och så blåste jag in i munnen.
Now what's up with that?
No, kanske med det.
There's two things.
Det är två ting.
That's up with that.
Som är grejen med det.
John chapter 20. What did Jesus do right before he died? What did he do?
I Johannes kapitel 20, vad gjorde Jesus?
What did he do? Tell me what he did. Who knows their Bible? John 20. What did he do?
Kan vi ett bibelsinning?
He blew.
Han blåste
on his disciples and they got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Och de blev fyllt med den helige ande.
Does it say that in your Bible?
Säger det det i Bibeln din?
Yes, it does.
Yes, det gör det.
Okay, back in Genesis chapter 2, in the beginning.
Och i första Mosebok kapitel 2 i begynnelsen.
Verse 7 or 8 or somewhere in there.
Det ska ske vers 7 eller 8.
The Bible says.
Så säger Bibeln.
My Bible says.
Min Bibel säger.
God.
Gud.
In the beginning.
I begynnelsen.
Mounded up some dirt.
Tog nu jord.
Regular dirt.
Helt vanlig jord.
That's me.
Det är mig.
And he blew on it.
Och han blåste på det.
And man became a living being.
Och människa blev levande skapning.
I believe that.
Och jag tror det.
What is that again? Jag tror.
Jag tror.
Jag
tror.
Tror.
Ja.
Jag. Say it again.
Jag tror.
Jag tror.
Yes.
I believe.
I believe. Jag tror.
Oh, you hear me, boy?
Hör du?
Come on.
Come in.
I blew on that lady. I'm not, I am no one.
But
the God that's in me that does picking up of my small amount of food offered to him.
Men det Gud som är i mig som tar det lilla jag har
i mig. Multiplies it.
Han multiplicerar det.
And nothing happened to the lady in front of us. Nothing.
Och ingenting skedde med den
damen. I just made a fool of myself.
Jag såg bara ut som en tulling.
I just over-exaggerated.
Jag bara överdrev.
So the boys.
Så dessa männen, de tog mamman.
And left.
Så gick de.
Well. That's not where the story ends.
Det är inte där historien slutar.
That's where it ended for me.
Där slutar för mig.
But then my wife's phone rang again.
Men så ringte konens mans telefon igen.
The people are biting the bottom out of their phone.
Folk håller på att bita änden på telefonen sin.
The lady with the two incurables.
Damen med dessa två uhelbredliga
God accepted our two little fish and four or five little loaves of bread.
Gud tog
emot and he multiplied it into the power of the gospel.
Gud tog emot fem bröd och två fiskar och multiplicerade det i kraften av evangeliet.
I need you to leave your desolation and isolation.
Jag tränger att du förlater det.
The day is not gone.
Jesus
is still here.
Jesus är fortsatt här.
There is opportunity.
Det är möjligheter.
There is opportunity.
Det är möjligheter.
The lady, they went to check on her 3 days after.
Denna damen gick för att checka hon 3 dagar senare.
Mama's not in the bed dying. She's gone.
Och mamma, hon var inte i sängen och höll på att dö. Hon var borta.
Panic!
Och panik.
Now everybody's screaming and running, looking for mamma.
Nu ropar alla och löper.
You want to know where they found mamma?
Vet du var de fann hon?
On the front porch. in her rocking chair,
I gyngestolen,
worshiping God.
Och tillbad Gud.
So they carry mama to the hospital.
Så de tog med mamman till sjukhuset.
This is where you come in.
Och här hade du, här hade du kom in.
And they took mama and they started testing her for the blood and for the bone and.
Så de testade mamman för.
It's gonna be hard for you. Your science mind is gonna have a hard time with this.
Den vetenskapssinnet det kom.
She grew a new bone.
Hon hade fått ett nytt ben.
She grew two new organs.
Hon hade fått två nya organ.
And the cancer's gone.
Och kräften var borta.
Yeah! 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 You know, I might not be the best one in this room.
Jag kanske inte är den bästa här I rummet.
But I got a couple of fish and a couple of loaves of bread that work.
Men jag har någon fiskar och någon bröd och det virkar.
You hear me?
Hör du?
You hear me?
Hör du?
We can do it, y'all.
Vi klarar detta.
This thing that hell is feeding everybody, you know. Y'all hadn't had this revival, hadn't done this, hadn't recovered this. Isolation, desolation. Nej.
Men så fokuserar på alla dessa ting. Ja, men skjortar, liksom var med på detta ödestöd, men nej.
I don't believe it.
Jag tror inte på det.
I believe I'm going to hand Jesus my five loaves of bread and a couple of fish and tell him, help yourself.
Och jag tror jag kommer till att ge Jesus mina fem bröd och mina två fiskar och säga, kör på.
Do you hear me? It's going to happen.
Det kommer till att ske.
And it's not to do with any of us or our greatness or awfulness.
Och har ingenting med oss att göra, vår storhet eller vår förfärdlighet.
And the gospel.
Allt är Guds nåde och evangelia.
I'm telling you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Jag är inte den skarpaste kniven I skuffen.
But when Jesus touches it,
men när Jesus rör med dig,
that's a different story. Boy, I like it. You hear me?
Jag liker det.
So, 5 minutes.
Så man 5 minuter.
Oh, I know what I want to do.
Can
I tell one more story?
Kan jag fortälla en historia till?
Have time for that?
Har du tid till det?
Okay, all right.
Okay, bra.
Well, I'm going behind you. I noticed again. Okay, look.
Okay.
Now here you go, trouble making again.
Jag måste just skapa trouble igen.
Okay, look. All right.
Okay.
So this stuff right here, right?
Så dessa grejerna här.
Jesus name.
Yes, no.
Jesus name.
Yes, no.
Jesus name.
Yes, no.
Yeah. Jesus name. Holy Ghost.
Helion.
Holy Ghost.
Helion.
So. I'm in a meeting. It just happened a couple of weeks ago, so I don't have the pictures yet.
Jag var på möte för några veckor sedan, så jag har inte någon bilder.
And these things are so astounding.
Dessa tingen är så
fantastiska. Have you heard too much, or are you just dull?
Har du hört för mycket? Är du lei? Eller vill du höra mer?
This is beautiful to me.
Detta är nydligt för mig.
Because who in their right mind would believe that you can touch something like this?
För vem I sitt rätta sinn vill tro att du kan röra med något sånt som detta?
And if somebody can take it home,
och att någon kan ta det hem,
and the sick get healed,
och de sjuka blir helbredda.
You expect us to believe that, David?
Förväntar du att vi ska tro på det?
Because unbelievers don't believe.
Nej, för de som inte tror, de tror inte.
So I do not expect you to believe it. No.
Så förväntar jag att du tror det.
But because I am a believer.
Men för att jag är en troende.
I'm good to let it heal people.
Så jag flink till att låta helbreda folk.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Oh, I might have bit off more than y'all can chew.
Jag kanske startar på mer något klart svälle.
Because there was some power fail that I know you want.
And there var en kraft där som fall som jag vet du har lust på.
There's this pastor's wife, right?
Det är den pastorkonen.
Pretty Korean girl.
En flott koreansk jente.
And she was up there, you know, and she's shaking and stuff.
Hon var på det, hon ristade.
And all I did was walk by and just tap her on the head.
Och allt jag gjorde var bara gick förbi och bara rörde ordet hennes.
She come apart. I mean, this woman flew in every direction.
Hon flög i alla riktningar.
Oh my God. And I said to myself, self, you're going to get in trouble over this.
Och jag sa till mig själv, David, du kommer till att få problem med detta.
And you know what happened?
Vet du vad som skedde?
Can I tell it or are we going? You can fix it, right?
Can I say that? Do come to fix
it. Is
it
a deal?
Avtale?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
The girl was floating.
Damen, hun fløy.
Say it.
Hun fløy. Fløt.
But she didn't go very high.
Hun gikk ikke veldig høyt.
But she was defeating gravity somehow.
And men hun just, vant over graviteten på en eller annen måte. Hun bare stod og ristet.
And I said to myself, self.
Og jeg sa,
You need to put her on the ground. So I walked over there.
Du lot henne ikke på jorden, så jeg gikk bort der.
So I pushed her on the ground.
Presset jeg henne ned på i bakken.
And I said,
og så sa jeg,
this can't get out.
Dette kan ikke komme ut.
If this gets out,
hvis dette kommer ut,
if somebody tapes this,
hvis noen filmer
and it gets
dette,
put on the internet,
og det blir lagt på internettet,
I'm toast.
Så jeg ferdig.
Floating
folk
is
som,
illegal. God cannot touch people in church.
Det ulovlig å flyte, og Gud kan ikke berøre folk der i kirken.
It has to be what the elders believe.
Det må være i trakt med det som de eldste tror.
It cannot be what God wants.
Det kan ikke være det som Gud vil.
Oops. I went ahead and said it, didn't I?
Jeg sa det.
Now I'm in big trouble.
Så nå har jeg stor problem.
Let me think about it.
Jeg må bare tenke litt.
Yep, I'll be all right.
Ja, men jeg tror jeg klarer meg.
Y'all, I've never seen it. In our work it happened, but I'm not going to tell you what happened in our work. I'm just going to tell you this one and I'm moving on.
I vårt arbeid så skjer dette. Jeg skal ikke fortelle hva som skjer der, jeg forteller bare dette.
And so I was a little nervous, so I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to distract the people.
So I was a little nervous.
You go over there and stack some stuff on that woman so she'll quit floating.
So I said to her, men jeg kommer til å distrahere folket, og du må gå over og bare legge et par ting på
henne. So my wife, she's very obedient. She goes over there, puts stuff
on the lady. Så konen min veldig lydig, så hun går der, og så legger masse ting opp på denne damen.
It didn't work.
Det funker ikke.
It didn't work.
Det funker ikke.
So. I went on the other side of the building and made a lot of noise so
people
wouldn't watch her. Säg
på andra sidan byggningen och lagt en massa bråk så folk inte såg på.
But they just kept looking at her.
Men det bara fortsatte att se på henne. Och jag går bara sån.
I was astounded.
Vad fascinerat.
God, listen, when he does what he wants to,
när Gud gör det han vill,
we're in trouble.
Så har vi ett problem.
Because natural for God is not natural for us.
För det som är naturligt för Gud är inte naturligt
för oss. And I won't the supernatural of God in my life.
Och jag vill ha det övernaturliga från Gud i livet.
Regardless of what it costs me.
Oavsett av det vad det kostar mig.
Okay.
Okay.
So she is the problem. This girl.
Så denna dam hon har problem.
So finally I just left. It was just too much.
Så till slut så bara steg.
Uncontrolled events.
Det var for mye som var ukontrollerbare hendelser.
Because we're good, all of us, people that believe we're elders and everything.
For det vi flinke med som tror vi en del av det.
We're good as long as we understand what's going on.
Og vi okay så lenge vi forstår hva som skjer.
But when God surpasses our knowledge and understanding,
men når Gud overgår
with his ability and doings,
med ting som han
gjør, gjerninger,
handlinger.
Handlinger.
Yeah,
I like that word, handlinger. Acts.
Handlinger.
When God does it.
Når Gud gjør det.
People get frowns on their face.
Så blir folk.
Shut this stuff down.
Slut med dette.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nej.
I've waited my entire life to see it.
Jag väntar hela livet mitt på att se detta.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Jeg kommer til å nyte det.
If I have to leave,
hvis jeg må reise,
God bless you, I'm out.
Så, for Gud velsigner dere,
but I won't come back.
Men jeg kommer ikke tilbake.
Not unless God, well, he's weird. Okay, so.
Gud rar noen ganger.
He makes you do stuff you don't like sometimes.
Noen ganger så får han deg til å gjøre ting du ikke liker.
So the young lady, right?
Så denne unge damen.
We all left.
Vi alle reiste.
So just like y'all, every time we stop doing church, there's food. Every time.
Og liksom, altså, hver gang vi er ferdig med kirken, så er det mat.
And I told my wife, let's get the folks interested in the food and let them lose interest in this woman.
Så jeg sa liksom det til konen min, la oss få folk interessert i maten og slutte å fokusere på den damen.
So I left, right?
Så jeg gikk.
This is so awesome. This happened just now.
Dette skjedde nylig, bare noen uker siden.
So I'm over there eating my roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Så jeg er borte der og spiser biffen min og
roast beef.
Roast beef.
Roast beef and gravy.
Yeah.
Og, we have mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Lots of butter.
Yeah. Roast beef og potetmos. Mye smør.
Lots of butter.
Mye smør.
Lots of butter.
Mye smør.
And all of a sudden they come toting that woman in. Here comes that, they're toting her. They're bringing her in there.
Og så plutselig kommer de med den damen, de bringer henne inn her, og bare sånn, nei.
No.
Nei.
No.
Nei, nei, nei.
No. No.
Nei.
And the lady just, she just won't listen. They tied her in a chair, tied her with her jacket, tied her.
De bandt henne fast i stolen med jakken sin.
So she looks normal now.
Så nå ser hun normal ut.
But she can't eat.
Men hun kan ikke spise.
So I told my wife.
Så jeg sa til konen min.
Pack it up, let's go.
Okay, bare pakk sammen med reise.
We gotta get out of here.
Vi må stikke.
Because I don't know where this is going.
For jeg vet ikke hvor dette ender.
But I know where I'm going.
Men jeg vet hvor jeg skal.
Away from here.
Bort fra her.
So I went out and got in my truck and I left.
Så jeg satte meg I bilen og reiste.
I told my wife, take your seatbelt off.
Og jeg sa til konen min, ta beltet.
Let me make sure you're not floating.
Jeg må bare være sikker på at ikke du flyter.
And she did. And she wasn't floating.
Og hun flyttet ikke.
I'm happy she wasn't floating.
Så det var jeg glad for.
Okay, so. But now, that was the end of the story for me. Are you okay? Okay. That was the end of the story that I knew about, right?
Så dette var slutten på historien som jeg visste om.
So maybe 2 weeks later.
Så kanskje 2 uker senere.
My wife's phone rings.
Så får konen min en telefon.
They don't call me. They call her.
De ringer ikke meg. De ringer konen min.
And they go.
Og de sier.
Brother David needs to know this.
David må vite dette.
The floating lady.
Den flytende damen.
Had left a whole bunch of scarves.
A stack of scarves
on the thing.
Bunke med skjerf.
And she asked her kids.
Og han hadde spurt barna sine.
Did you bring my cloths?
Tok dere med skjerfene mine?
He said, no, mom.
Og de sa, nei.
Untie me, let's go get my cloths.
Og de sa, nei, og så, okay. Slipp meg løs, og så reiser hun bort.
She can't function. She's not functioning.
Hun kan ikke fungere.
But the kids get the cloths.
Men barna, de tok disse skjerfene.
They go home.
Og så går de hjem.
So. Now we're going to calm down, right?
Så nå skal vi roe oss ned.
No.
No.
Boy, I tell you, people that believe God are weird.
Det folk som tror Gud, de rare.
And I like them.
Og jeg liker de.
And so she took a cloth, and her husband, she couldn't drive or anything.
Hun kunne ikke kjøre.
And this is night. This is night now.
Dette på kvelden.
And they go to this house.
Så de går bort til dette huset.
Man with 3 crushed vertebrae.
Og det var mann med 3 knuste
vertebrae.
Ryggvirveler.
You hear me? 3 crushed. Quadriplegic. He's not going to walk ever again.
Han kommer aldri til å gå igjen.
It ain't going to happen.
Kommer ikke til å skje.
Spinal cord broke. He's not walking.
Han er knekt.
They tried to get him to church, but it was too much pain.
De prøvde å få han til kirken, men han hadde for mye smerte.
So they brought one of the cloths.
Så de tok et av disse skjerfene.
The floating lady.
Til den flytende damen.
And they lay it on this fella.
Og de la det på denne mannen.
Now, see, the thing about this supernatural
det som med dette overnaturlige,
that I have found,
som jeg har forstått,
that you can transfer it to people,
at du kan overføre det til folk,
and they can transfer it to people,
og de kan overføre det til folk,
and they can transfer
og de
it to
kan
people,
overføre det til folk,
and nobody loses out.
Og det ingen som mister noe av det.
So the lady that was floating, now she's going to touch the crushed back fella.
Så denne damen så flyter hun
laid the cloth on him.
Rør med den mannen, legger skjerfet på han.
Nothing happened.
Ingenting skjedde.
So they go home.
Så går de hjem.
So in the morning.
Så neste morgen.
About 10 o'clock.
Cirka klokken 10.
Their phone rings.
Så ringer telefonen deres.
Help.
Hjelp.
Can't find my husband.
Kan ikke finne mannen min.
The guy with the broke back.
Han mannen med den ødelagte ryggen.
He disappeared.
Han borte.
So they call the police.
Så de ringte politiet.
Help.
Hjelp.
We got a missing person.
En person som forsvunnet.
Because the wife got up, fixed the kids' breakfast, put them off to school.
Fordi kona hadde stått opp og gitt mat til barna, sendt
dem på skolen. Went back in there to check on the husband.
Gikk inn for å se til mannen sin.
He's gone.
Og han borte.
So the police.
Så politiet. Woo.
They all come out. There's cars looking for this man.
Alle kommer ut og det er biler som leter etter denne mannen.
There's Christian people. Everybody's. They're running the roads looking for this fellow.
Og det er kristne folk overalt som er ute og leter etter mannen.
Well, the police found the guy.
Politiet fant han.
10 kilometers from his house.
10 kilometer fra huset sitt.
Running.
Ute og løper.
For real. For real.
What?
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 God, what are you doing?
Gud, hva det du gjør?
You didn't ask the elders' permission to do none of this stuff.
Du spurte ikke tillatelse fra de eldre.
Boy, I like this, you hear me?
Jeg liker dette.
And the sheriff asking.
Og sheriffen spurte meg.
What are you doing?
Spurte mannen,
he said, I woke up.
Og han mannen sa, jeg våkna.
I felt like running.
Så følte jeg.
So I put on my shorts and I went running.
Så tog på mig kläderna
och gick. He said you have a broken back.
Men han sa jag men du har en ödelagd rygg.
They carried him to the hospital.
Så bärte de han till sjukhuset.
They did all the things you do checking him out.
Gjorde alla dessa tingen i det testan och
brand new back.
Helt ny rygg.
Brand new back.
Helt ny rygg.
You hear me?
Hör du?
Y'all the ones. I'm old.
Jeg gammel.
It's your turn.
Det din tur.
Boy, I like this.
Jeg liker dette.
So if you would, please stand up.
Så hvis du har lyst til å reise deg.
1 hour and 10 minutes.
Det var 1 time og 10 minutter.
Thank you for that hour and 10 minutes.
Tack för den 10 minuter.
I got my 10,000 steps. Yeah.
I fick mina 10,000 steg.
You hear me, right?
Hör du mig?
I know you do. I know y'all listening. I'm seeing it.
Jag vet att jag hör på mig.
I can see that you're listening.
Jag kan se att du lyssnar till mig.
I'm right about this.
Jag har rätt i detta.
We've got to give more of ourselves to Jesus.
Vi måste ge mer av oss själva till Jesus.
But I don't have very much.
Men jeg har ikke så mye.
That was never asked.
Det var det, ble aldri
spurt om det. Just give what you got.
Bare gi det du har.
Whether small or large.
Om det er lite eller mye. Det virker.